For this week's news brief, I'm joined by Scott Franz from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Conference being hosted by KDNK in Carbondale. Scott, you are the new Capitol coverage reporter. How has it been so far?
It's been great so far. You know, this week I get my keys to the Capitol building, so that'll be nice. And exciting time to jump in during election season. I felt like that's consumed the last month of my life. But, you know, now that that's over, we're looking at some really exciting coverage coming out of the Capitol. You know, we have a new administration coming in. We have a change of power. You know, we have a lot of things that are about to happen that will affect people across the state. And I'm looking forward to, you know, to being in the room when the decisions are made, but also, you know, bringing more voices into the coverage and also tracking, you know, how decisions our lawmakers are making are impacting people all around the state, from the Western Slope to the Eastern Plains to the Front Range where I'll be based.
Are there any particular stories that you're interested in beginning to pursue?
Having come from the Western Slope myself, I just moved to Denver from Steamboat Springs. There are themes that I keep seeing, and that, you know, one of them, I saw that the internet in, I believe, the Vail Valley was down for a while the other day. So broadband issues are going to be something I'd like to keep following, just because, you know, when that internet goes out, you know, it affects everyone's livelihood. You know, they can't do their work. I don't think we're done covering the harassment scandals that have plagued the Capitol in the last year. They're really starting to look at policies to put in place to prevent those from happening. So that's something I'll be following as well. Everything from transportation, you know, that's something else that I have followed really closely. You know, from my previous reporting in Steamboat, I-70 has been a major issue for years. I mean, it's our livelihood to get tourists up to the mountains to go skiing. We saw two transportation measures fail. I think that's the big question now is what happens next? We hear a lot about needing to fix roads and fix bridges. You know, there are bridges around the state that are starting to fail. What happens in the wake of failure of these ballot measures, I think, is going to be something that will be important to follow and something I'm looking forward to covering.
So you mentioned you were a reporter previously in Steamboat, and that was with the Steamboat Pilot?
Steamboat Pilot and Today, yeah. Yeah, I was there 7 years covering local government and business and transportation. And you know, I spent my Tuesdays skiing in the morning and covering city council meetings at night. So I'll definitely miss you know, that work arrangement. But I'll still be making trips out to the mountains every weekend and escaping city life when I can.
Thank you so much, Scott Franz.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Thanks.
That's it for this week's news brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.